Blog Talk Radio. Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. We're streaming worldwide on Blog Talk Radio Network. Tonight's episode is a pre-Thanksgiving Day celebration, reaching out to people who may be alone, without family, or limited for social gatherings. The topic is gratitude. I continue my community outreach work for the homeless. I will be out tonight and tomorrow morning with clothes, shoes, socks, sandwiches. And I wanted to bring this discussion on the air because holidays are wonderful, but for many there's no invites. And, it's just there's not enough food and there's some despair. And we want to bring light to as many people as we can. There's a lot of people volunteering, wonderful donations all year long. It's November. Plan for Fitness takes clothing and dried good food donations every month, all year. We're going out on the streets and really making a difference. So the reception is quite beautiful and moving. It changes your life. Tomorrow, I will cook for single senior citizens. They're basically solo. I have a healthy and delicious menu prepared, and that's my blessing on Thanksgiving, to help and serve others. Get involved, make extra plates, ask your neighbors to join you if they have a place to go. Again, it's really, truly a gift. There are quite a few callers that are going to be sharing their experience and message of thanks today. The discussions I had were just so enlightening. And people are really grateful. People are going through things. They have loved ones in the hospital. They may not be feeling well themselves. And then there's the bulk of us that are really just continuing to strive and be healthy and encourage others, and that's really what it's about. Really what we want to talk about is some of the menu that I'm preparing for Thanksgiving. And we have a lot of cooks. My girlfriend just called me out of North Carolina, and she says, "My husband's cooking." And I said, "Oh, this is great." And this is nice for everybody to get involved, not just one person. Again, I don't have that luxury, but it doesn't matter. I'm blessed to have two kitchens to cook in. So what I was thinking about is talking about eating healthy, doing some exercise, a nice walk before or after dinner, and just enjoy yourself on this holiday season, because really that's what it's about. There's a lot of history. I was learning about this earlier today, that there was from the 1600s, and it was really a religious holiday, which I was not informed of. This holiday commemorates a harvest festival celebrated by pilgrims in 1621, the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors to God, a prayer expressing gratitude. For me, tonight that's what it's about, promoting Thanksgiving and gratitude and blessings and really being open to help others. I want to talk a little bit about the menu I'm preparing. I'm going to be doing a turkey and a roast. I don't eat meat anymore as far as beef. I will eat the turkey. I'm really a fish eater. But for the Turkey Day menu by Plan for Fitness is a rosemary thyme seasoned turkey with fresh garlic, yellow onion, with an olive oil drizzle. And then I'm going to have boiled sweet potatoes. We're going to make some baked potatoes. A green bean casserole, butternut squash, and cranberry sauce. The dessert was really, I think, a last-minute thing. I went to 2J's, and it was a pumpkin spice cake. Really, really pretty. So we're going to, that's what we're indulging on with coffee or tea. You know, if you want to have wine or imported beer or whatever you're serving, from the bar or frozen drinks. I mean, there's a lot of fun things you can do. We're just keeping it simple this holiday season. I also have the carnivores over here, and they want a roast. And so it's been quite some time since I cooked the beef, but I'm excited. And I'm going to do a roast marinated in Cabernet Sauvignon with garlic, olive oil, purple onion, and portobello mushroom. So, kiss my grits. I think that this sounds wonderful, and I'm pretty excited. Let's continue to talk about, I know we have some callers on the line here. They should be coming on shortly. There's a lot of people that, you know, I call today, and I said, you know, we're going to have an episode and talk a little bit about nutrition and what I'm serving, something healthy. Anybody is welcome to call in right now. We're live on Blog Talk Radio Network, area code 516-453-6067. And if you'd like to share your ideas for a healthy recipe, because you know what, I feel I'm a believer in eating good. You have your meat, you have your vegetable, and you could have a potato. The squash is healthy, and there's recently I tried these Yukon Gold potatoes. I mean, they're just everything in moderation, and when you're garnishing with the olive oil and the fresh herbs, it's just amazing. So I think my job tonight after the show is I'm going to start marinating the meat. And so that'll be probably, you know, at least 12 hours. And we'll get that going. The meat's going in a crock pot. And so I want to do a little different variation on that and do a slow cooker. And I'm really looking forward to it. So I'd like to hear, you know, from people, if you're tuning in, which I'm sure you are. A lot of people are streaming this online, Blog Talk Radio. We're usually on Sundays at 6:30 p.m., but tonight is a special for pre-Thanksgiving, and most likely will be tomorrow morning. Florida has been hot all year, in case you're from, obviously we have different parts of the United States listening. It's been a very hot year. We're getting a lot of breeze now, and maybe we're going to have a cool night. So the donations that came in were beautiful, and there's jackets, and there's long-sleeve shirts, and we have socks, and we have shoes, and I'm feeling very, very grateful. So that's my job. I'm going out tomorrow, and we'll see who's in need. We have, again, some brand-new things. We don't want them to be cold out there. In the city of Lake Worth, where I live, we don't have a shelter. And I'm wondering why, because there's so many empty buildings. So I'm just not sure, you know, why this is happening, why they're all on park benches or, you know, sleeping, been on the ground. So it's something when you see firsthand, it makes you think. It really does. And I have one lady, you know, in all the years I've been doing this, 09, I always walk alone. And sometimes, you know, especially for Christmas, I go around with the Santa hat and the flip-flops, you know, because you have to try to give them a smile. Because truthfully, inside you're crying. These people don't have clean clothes. And again, there is help out there. And we certainly refer them. A lot of people get off the streets, and that's the reward, not to look down on them, but to go out and help them. And it's been, for me, it's a true blessing to go and hand out sandwiches. It's on Tuesdays, myself, and I've had a young lady, God bless her. She's in her 30s, her mid-30s. She's got a feeding tube. She can't even eat. And she is making the sandwiches. She's like, Debbie, Miss Debbie, I'm ready to go. And for me, that's a beautiful thing. Because, again, I've been the Lone Ranger with this. And to have somebody that wants to be a part of it makes me happy. And there's a need. And the look and the vacancy that we see in their eyes, sometimes when we're done, we cry. It's a very, very intense thing. But again, it's a blessing. And that's what we take away from it. I got a caller right now. Good evening. Good evening, Plan for Fitness Talk Show.
Good evening.
Is this Danielle Gutierrez?
This is. Hello, Miss Debbie.
Oh, did you hear me talking about you?
No, I didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danielle Gutierrez, she's a return guest calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. She's a beautiful young lady. She's really gone through a lot of her own medical things, and she is brave, and she's loving and courageous. And you and I was just telling the listeners, I've always done it alone. You're the first one that's ever come out with me, and I'm so grateful to you.
I am so grateful to you, like I said many times, and I can't wait till this week coming and we can do it again. I've missed the last couple of weeks. But it's just an amazing blessing, and it brings so much sadness and joy, and it's a lot of emotions, but it is wonderful to be able to go and do that. The thing that only takes me 20 minutes, a half an hour to do, it helps. It changes somebody's day. It changes the way of thinking. It changes the way they feel. You can see it on their faces. It's just a very big blessing. I'm so very thankful for you and my life, for you allowing me to be able to do these things with you. I have so many things to be thankful for, that I'm home and not in the hospital. My brother-in-law is more stable today. You know, he's very ill in ICU, but he's doing better. My children are good. My husband is good. I couldn't ask for more.
It's really nice that you could take the time to call in, because I know you just got home, and what a great attitude you have. And we certainly keep the family in prayer. So the cooking for tomorrow, I'm expecting another gal to call in, and she says, my husband's cooking tomorrow.
So
what's going on with you for the holiday? You have your family there.
Yeah, family on one side, the neighbors on the other. Thank God, because I don't think I'm up to it yet, but there'll be lots of food, and I'm going to stay home and try to be relaxed as much as I can, and they're going to have a nice time outside here. The neighbors are cooking some grilled chickens, and his cousin's making a turkey, so.
Yeah, that's very nice. Well, you deserve a nice holiday, and I'm glad you're home in time. Are you feeling a little bit better?
A little, one day at a time. The medicine's kind of thrown me for a loop, but I'm very thankful to feel a little bit better, yes.
Yes, you know, it's for we won't go into all the medical terminology, but for the listeners, I was there at JFK, not as Planned for Fitness as Deborah Vidal, as a friend for my Danielle, and what I saw from you was so much bravery. You do have a feeding tube, but you're really, you know what? You're going to make it, and you're going to do it. And you're going to get stronger because you have faith. And part of this holiday, and I want to thank you for calling in. And I read the history on it. I was like so amazed. I know there's more, but it dates back to 1621, and it talks
Wow.
about prayers expressing gratitude, and it talks about being grateful for the acknowledgement of favors, especially to God.
You know what,
I
God
don't
is, and you're not just my friend, you're a sister. I love you very much, your family, and God is the reason why I can move every day. God moves me.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that, and that is really the truth. And there's a lot of miracles happening, and Thanksgiving, I think, is
Amen.
yes, amen. There's going to be a lot more blessings for coming into the Christmas season. That's a high holiday for me. We're definitely going to be at mass and service and back on the air and doing more in the community. Danielle, you've really been committed, and I appreciate you. I took a week off. You know, I was very upset. You were in and hurting to bet. And I said, you know, and I'm so used to going alone, and I felt like I lost my partner that week. So I say, by tomorrow morning, I'm going out with clothes and sandwiches, and we're going to get it done. And I expect to see you maybe in a couple weeks, right?
Next week, Lord willing.
Next week. Yay! Next week. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. What else would you like to share with the listeners? What are your thoughts about gratitude?
I don't I'm very I don't know, I'm just very, very thankful for every moment and every day. I mean, whether you feel healthy, whether you feel happy, whether you're having a bad day, I'm very thankful for it, and I'm very thankful for the grace that God shows us, because we don't deserve it. He's there for us unconditionally. He loves us unconditionally, and when I tell you that He moves me, I literally mean He moves me every day, and I'm so thankful. Just so thankful for You have to be thankful for the little things, and then you see big, amazing things.
Good message. Good message. I know you said you were doing some volunteer work at another radio station. Don't we want to give them a shout out what you're doing?
I help they call me the English teacher. It's at a Spanish radio station, 99.5. It's called La Ley. So,
Nice. Nice. Let's give them a shout out. You're doing good things.
I'm very thankful to use the gifts God has given me to help others. It's amazing.
Thank you. It's you know, this whole year has just been, you know, I continue to grow, I continue to stay humble, and that's what it's about. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, how do you stay so grateful all the time and humble? I says, because, you know, we ex each of us experience things in life, and we feel things, and we feel joy, and we feel pain, and we feel loss, and we feel gain. So many different emotions, but in the balance of it all, we never know what's coming next, and we have to be prepared, and we have to walk in faith. Yes. Danielle Gutierrez calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. She's a volunteer. She does a lot in the county, but she certainly comes out with me feeding the homeless, clothing the homeless. I want to thank you for calling in again.
Thank you for having me, and I wish everybody listening a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line, sweetheart. Well,
Okay.
ladies and gentlemen, this is a pre-Thanksgiving Day celebration episode. A lot of people were contacting me today to say we want to share I know they're tuning in. Some people are definitely radio shy, and that's okay. We love you all. We want you to tune in and listen, and the message is to be grateful and to help others, and also to have faith. No matter what your faith is, we have many different denominations listening. We're not here to promote religion. We're here to promote spirituality and faith, right, Danielle?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yes. Everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. Plan for Fitness Talk Show is broadcasting live every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight for this special episode. Good night and God bless.